from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world. This is Radio Biafra coming to you live today from the San Francisco Bay Area here in California on the western reaches of the United States of America. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I'm your host and director of Radio Biafra by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I'm joined in the studio today by our dear sister, as always, Chidera Akabo, and a very strong, he's a pillar of society around here. We'll let him introduce himself later on. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. We're saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. That this is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live. We are continuing with our US and Canada tour, after which hopefully we'll be going to South Africa, and after that we'll go to Malaysia, to Thailand, and also to Senegal. We are uniting the entire Biafran family, trying to identify the chaff from the wheat, separate two of them, and to know those we are going to work with. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet to say on this very day, the 4th. Today is the 4th, isn't it?
Yes.
Because
yes.
I've lost my bearing. As we left today from
Dallas,
Texas, to come to California, we've been told we've gained 2 hours in our lives. Is that correct?
Yes.
God has added 2 more hours because here it's just past 11, whereas for some of you, in London, it is past 7 p.m., around 7 past 7 in London, and also in Biafraland. I have gained more time in my life, and I've been told I will lose it when I go back to London. Is that correct?
Yes.
Not losing my life, but lose some hours of my life when I go back to London. So we are welcoming all of you, whatever you may be on this planet. And before we go to bring you a very packed headline today, we are in a very palatial surrounding. I feel very, very comfortable here, but we want to replicate anything that is here also in Biafra land. If I sound a bit nasal, it's the type of air condition they had in Virgin aircraft. I don't know what's wrong with it. I don't know what they put in the air vents, and that is making me slightly ill. But we are here to present Radio Biafra regardless of the challenges and regardless of the obstacles. And please, Chidera, you're known already. Please proceed by telling our listeners, esteemed listeners, please greet them for us, please, if you may.
Good morning, wonderful listeners of Biafra. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some of you. I welcome you to today's edition of the program here in San Francisco, California. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And please, you have a very handsome gentleman who is seated beside you. He is going to tell us who he is and why Radio Biafra is here today. He's our principal host here where we are. That goes to show that we have a whole level. Please, can you tell us your name, please, and where you come from? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, welcome, all the listeners to Radio Biafra. My name is Emeka Madewesi. I'm from Otolo Newi. You know that Newi is the hometown of Dikemba himself, who was the arrowhead of the Biafran struggle. That struggle has changed from the militancy to a more legal procedure now, which we are following in actualization of the sovereignty of Biafra.
Yes.
I am hosting it today because I believe in the principles of ethnic determination.
Yes.
As enshrined by the United Nations Charter.
Yes.
So that doesn't mean that we are raising up arms against Nigeria. We are saying, let's see, if we can stay together, let us separate in peace. People can determine their own future for themselves. So that's why I feel elated today to have these wonderful people in my house.
Yes.
It's an honor.
Yes.
You know, when he said that he's there's a handsome young man besides Shidera.
Yes, no. You're a handsome young man, of course you are.
You know, I've seen so many years, and I'm happy that people still flatter me and
yes.
say that I'm young.
Yes.
Thank you. Welcome to my house.
Yes. Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here. So that means that we are guarded by the law wherever we go to. We have Barrister Man Mezu in London guarding us. In Nigeria, we have Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesi. And now in the U.S., we have Emeka Madu, who is also a lawyer. That means nothing is going to happen to us. We are protected all the way through. We have also a very beautiful sister here with us, a young, beautiful sister, we must say. It's a delight to have you here with us today. Please give us your name and where you come from, please.
My name is Uche Benugo, formerly Miss Chukwukeru from Enugu State, actually.
Yes.
But got married to the Benugo family.
Yes.
Anambra Obosi.
Yes.
I was excited when I saw this on the internet.
Yes.
About Biafra.
Yes.
Because to me, it's something the kind of thing I've been longing to see and know how it all happened.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I know during Biafran War, I was really little. I can't even tell how little I was.
Yes.
So I didn't have the opportunity to witness the whole show.
Yes.
Like most of my people did.
That's correct.
Yeah. So I thank God,
you know,
who made us survive the whole thing.
Yes.
And then today we are telling, and it's all history to us.
It is.
Yeah.
And
so,
and we are continuing, as Barrister Makamada was said, we are not fighting anymore. We are not going into war with anybody. We are here to restore what is rightfully ours, what has been in existence for many, many hundreds of years. And it is not a crime to do so. If the United Nations don't see it as a crime, I don't see the reason why any other person should see it as a crime. After all, we were alone before the white man came. They were the ones that put us together. And for that reason, we need to go back to where we were before. And before we go to get the headlines, please, we're reminding you once again that you can join us via the phone, please. Chirera, can you give them the telephone number to call, please, to join our traffic session later on, please? The telephone number.
The telephone number is +1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796. And for those of us that are here in the United States, it's 404-789-8796.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. And this is Radio Biafra. You can also join us on Skype later on should you wish to, you know, be a part of this very event. We have started very, very well here in the Bay Area of San Francisco in California, on the western reaches of the United States of America. It's a very beautiful place, as always. Everywhere here is beautiful. No wonder a lot of people are finding it very difficult returning home when they come here. But we are proceeding. We want to replicate what they have here in the U.S. back home where we come from. And we welcome everybody's input, advice, suggestion, and guidance as to how we're going to accomplish that in less than no time. Please, Jidai, could you go and give us the headlines and accompanying news today, please, if you may.
the headlines, we're reporting that 15,000 Borno State residents relocate to Cameroon for the fear of Boko Haram. Dead Yoruba traders lose 22 million naira to Boko Haram. We're also reporting that 57,000 live ammunition belonging to JTF is missing. Also, Egypt army topples Islamist President Morsi. 80% of teachers in the north are unqualified. Nigeria is battling against oil thieves and Boko Haram. And lastly, Nigerian senators fight over State of Nation address bill.
Yes, and the news now, please, in detail, if you
may. The news in detail. Following the security challenges perpetrated by members of the Boko Haram sect, over 15,000 residents of Ashigashia, Ngoshe, Jubrili, and other hilly communities in Borno State have relocated to Cameroon. Our correspondent, who accompanied the state deputy governor, Alhaji Zana Omar Mustafa, with other senior public functionaries to Ashigashia, Jubrili, Agapawa, Chikide, Balawa, and Korum, observed that over 15,000 Nigerians have crossed over the river boundary between Ashigashia and Cameroon and vowed not to return to the country. They were said to have claimed that security personnel were fond of harassing them, but some Christian leaders said the allegation was not true. The 10 traders who were killed by Boko Haram sect members in Monguno, Borno State, last Friday night lost 22 million naira cash to their attackers. It was announced yesterday. All was gloomy on Tuesday when the bodies of the Bodija Market apprentice bean sellers who went to buy their goods in Borno State, the epicenter of the Boko Haram insurgency, were brought back home. The secretary of the Bodija Market Food Sellers Association, Mr. Shola Faribido, told reporters that the money belonged to 7 of the 20 traders who contributed cash for the purchase of beans, which they would have brought back for sale in Ibadan. The shades of mystery casing the influx of arms and ammunition into illegal hands may be gradually unraveling. Recently, the House of Representatives Committee on Public Accounts reportedly beamed its clay light into the 2010 query raised by the Auditor General, AG, of the Federation against indiscriminate disappearance of rifles and ammunition allocated to some state police commands. For instance, in Ekiti State Police Command alone, 57,000 live ammunitions were unbelievably declared missing. Solomon Adeola, Chairman House Committee on Public Accounts, gave a graphic breakdown of items in the AG's query to include in Ekiti Command 1 AK-47 rifle number BD359073 with 20 rounds of live ammunition, another AK-47 number BA405835, 1 Beret pistol, and 2 pump action rifles, also in Jalingo, capital of Taraba State. 1 pump action gun and cartridges with 30 rounds of ammunition were declared missing in the query. The same loss of firearms was captured in the AG's query in Edo State. Despite the role of the police as an institution is expected to play in protecting the law, it is unfortunate that these losses had been treated with scorn and without deference to the provisions of the law. The query gave the clincher in this regard, where it clearly reveals that losses had not been reported officially in line with the Financial Regulation Chapter 26, while Treasury Form 146 had not been completed as required by the law. The Egyptian army toppled Islamic President Mohamed Morsi after a week of bloodshed that killed nearly 50 people as millions took to the streets to demand an end to his turbulent single year of rule. The announcement, made on state television by Morsi's own defense minister, Armed Forces Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, drew a rapturous welcome from thousands of protesters who have camped out on the streets of Cairo for days. Sisi laid out details of the roadmap for a political transition, saying the Islamist drafted constitution would be frozen and presidential elections held early without specifying when. Director General of the National Teachers Institute, Kaduna, Aminu Sharehu, on Wednesday declared that over 80% of primary school teachers in the north were not qualified to teach. Sharehu stated this during a seminar entitled Quality Assurance and Control in Teacher Education as a Tool for Achieving Millennium Development Goals held at the Federal College of Education, Zaria, Kaduna State. The NTI boss, who noted that the reverse was the case in the south, however, linked the inadequacy in the north to several factors. It is evident that the wave of insecurity and terrorism in Nigeria has gone down considerably in recent times, but the citizens, particularly those in the northern part, still worry if it is peace at last. In the words of Lieutenant General Azubike Ihejirika, the Chief of Army Staff, COAS, Nigeria is winning the war against terrorism. When I remark that we are winning the war on terrorism, that's Ihejirika saying, I recall the statement of a Chinese general, Sun Tzu, which says, if you know yourself, if you know the enemy, then you can fight 1,000 wars. Winning the war starts from in-house. I am aware of the improved capacity of the units, improved capacity of the officers and men, and this is what gives me the confidence that we will excel. The tension flared at Wednesday's Senate plenary session as two federal lawmakers, Senator Kabiru Marafa of the All Nigerian People's Party, AMPP, representing Zamfara Central, and Senator Paulinus Igwe of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, from Ebonyi Central, almost got into a fight over the State of the Nation's address bill. The rancor occurred in the hallowed chamber over the State of Nation's address bill, which President Goodluck Jonathan has refused to sign into law.
Yes, I don't know what is hallowed about the debating chamber or the legislature in Nigeria. Why anyone would refer to it as hallowed is beyond me. I don't know what good has come out of it in the history of the country. As our headline stated, there are 15,000 people heading out of Borno State, relocating into the Cameroons. They are fleeing the mayhem, they are fleeing the clink. This state of hopelessness, of apathy, of chaos, of criminality going on, especially in the northeastern part of the country, coupled with the incessant insurgency of Boko Haram and what they are doing to people over there, have resulted in over 15,000 people heading out of Borno State into the Cameroons. That is the refugee outflux, so to speak, into the Cameroons, exactly the same conditions that we experienced between 1966 and 1970, in this case relating to the Biafran people. The same condition is now prevalent in the northern part of Nigeria, and that is why all these things are happening to the people over there. We are asking today, is this the beginning of the end for the country? Why can't they allow peaceful separation? Why can't they allow the various constituting parts of the Zoological Republic to be able to go their separate ways? Why are they hell-bent on allowing Nigeria to go the same way that Somalia did? Why have they fortified their driveways with helicopters, with light aircraft, some of them even permanently fueled, and standing by waiting for them should the country implode so they can jump into it and run away? Why are they allowing the country to degenerate to such a degree of lawlessness that people will then have no choice other than to emigrate or to flee as refugees into the Cameroons? We are calling upon Goodluck Jonathan to do what F.W. de Klerk did in South Africa, what Gorbachev did in the Soviet Union, to allow peaceful and amicable transfer of power to the people where it should reside in the first place. That's what we're reporting this evening, that 15,000 people have fled Borno State to go and seek refuge in the Cameroons. Yoruba traders were killed traveling to the north to go and buy. I thought that it was only Yoruba people that did trading, buying and selling. I didn't know that Yorubas did the same thing as well. They went to the north, perhaps to go and do the type of business that we also do in the north. They were killed, and they lost 22 million amongst them. Let us hope that this will spur the Yorubas on to then come out and at least make a definitive stance in relation to the killing, in relation to the mayhem going on in the northern part of the country. But of course, we know that Tinubu won't let them because these people are benefiting from the same Islamic extremism pervading all over the northern part of the country. We are reporting also that 57 rounds of live ammunition belonging to JTF is missing. These are ammunition stolen by Hausa people, given to Boko Haram to fight the same army. So they go into the armory, they break into it, they steal the ammunition from there, they give it to Boko Haram, and then Boko Haram use the same ammunition bought by the Nigerian government to then fight them back. The type of nonsense and mayhem going on in that very country. Egypt was still reporting that Mohamed Morsi, the president of Egypt, has been toppled by a military, not military coup d'etat, but in essence is out of office. These are the people of the Islamic Brotherhood that have been fighting, as Dr. Gambara reminded us last night, fighting the more or less secular, corrupt military dictatorship of Hosni Mubarak for very many years now. They succeeded in toppling them nearly 2 years ago. They installed Mohamed Morsi as the new head. He is of the rather even more extreme sect of Islam. People don't want him, and they have removed him from office via a military intervention. That is our principal headline today. And also, we are also reminding you that 80% of teachers in the northern part of the country are unqualified. They are unqualified. No wonder they cannot give us electricity. No wonder we cannot run any decent economy. There is no little wonder why there is no running water. They are not qualified. The people teaching the people that are governing the country are unqualified people. The highest degree they have is in Arabic studies. God knows even how they obtained it. These are the people running the country. These are the people running the country that they want some of us to belong to. That is why we say we are not going to belong to this country. This is Radio Biafra. We are here to pursue Biafra in truth and honesty. There is not going to be any going back. We are not retreating. We are not surrendering. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no other third option. We are also reminding you today that some people are trying to perhaps ruin the very decent image of Radio Biafra, trying to make us appear what we are not. There are people running around saying they are floating a BUTV, Biafra Unity Television. That is not part of the Radio Biafra stable. Radio Biafra is only comprises of Eastern Pilot newspaper publications based in Biafra land and Radio Biafra based in London. Any other television station not coming from Radio Biafra is probably false. It is fraudulent, and any attempt to try to muddy the waters by dragging in the name of Radio Biafra will not only be resisted, but will face legal challenges as well. We are asking anybody engaged in trying to use the name of Radio Biafra to try and perhaps start whatever they want to do. We're not stopping people from doing what they want to do for Biafra. We're not stopping that. But do not drag Radio Biafra into it. We are not part of Biafra Unity Television. We do not unite with fraudsters. We do not unite with criminals. Radio Biafra is whiter than white. We have an impeccable record to defend, and we'll defend it to the hilt. Any, you know, association with any other broadcaster not coming from Radio Biafra is palpably false. We are asking those behind BUTV to desist from such criminal and fraudulent activities in the future. These are our headlines today. And before we go to take your calls, please, may we ask our brother barrister Emeka Madewesi to please give us his perspective, his views, his opinions on what he's heard so far this evening that we're reporting to you.
News that come from Nigeria is always very interesting. For some of us that have had the privilege of growing up in Nigeria and then spending some of our adult life in Nigeria and have the privilege of also traveling outside of Nigeria to live and to work, not just to school. News that come from Nigeria, it's usually very interesting. You have the instance of people not being able to transact their business freely without being killed. This has been happening since the existence of that country. We've never ever had 10 years of peace. We've never had 10 years of peace, even under the military, even under the civilian. I remember that it was under the military that they had this very serious demonstration, Islamic demonstration in Kaduna, that made Dangiwa Omar to roll out the military to deal with the miscreants. That was under the military. Now, under the civilian administration, we are having the same news of people being killed because they just want to end their living. Now you have the high-level corruption that is like the equivalent of slavery, because when you are given an office in trust, you are issued with live ammunition, and then you sell it to somebody knowing that that person will use it to kill some other person.
Incredible.
So you see, it's the equivalent of slavery. We are still being enslaved one way or the other.
But do the people here in America, do the Igbos in America see it the way you see it, that we are, you know, in slavery? Because I'm sure as this weekend is coming up, you see a lot of people with their red caps, they will go all over the place partying and making merry and having fun. Do they see things the way you see it? And why is it that you are here in America, very, very comfortable, leading a very hard-end middle-class lifestyle? Why is it that you can see something that others can't see? That is what I find very difficult. Why is it that you can interpret what is happening in the country and see it as being in slavery when others around you can't see it?
I think it has to do with growing up. Like I said, I am from Newe. I was born there. I grew up there, so I know almost everything there is to know about the Igbos and about Biafra. So I look at things from a very broad perspective. I look at the big picture. I don't just look at things from a narrow point of view. So there are so many of us who live in the United States that have not had the opportunity to travel back to Nigeria for a long time. There are so many who became disenchanted because they couldn't go back to enjoy even half of the facilities that they enjoy here.
Yes.
So it's some of us act out of frustration. You just see the huge human resources, the huge material resources that the current state of Nigeria has, and then you look at the output, and you see that nothing is happening. It's very disheartening.
Yeah, but why can this country that you were discussing earlier about the value system, the orientation, you go to football games, you see men with their wives and their families enjoying football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, they have a way of life.
It's something that I find very interesting in the United States. I noticed it from the word go. I came to the United States in July. In July, yes. Just around this time of the year. So we went to the fireworks with my in-law. And then you look around, you will see families. You see the dad, the mom, with the kids. And I can't remember families attending any function in Nigeria except maybe wedding and the church.
And you know, burial, if you want to burial.
And they don't go to burial with their kids.
Oh, it's true.
You know, it's adults that go to burials, and then the kids.
You know, burial is the biggest business we have where we come from.
So,
burial.
So, but here you have, when people are going to NASCAR, to the car race, you have children go with the adults, and they become part of the culture. When they are going to, they all enjoy country music together. And then they attend football games, they attend basketball games as families. So they build up this culture. In Nigeria, people, a husband gets up, goes to watch a soccer game in the stadium without any member of the family. So you don't even have... the only way we build up tradition in Nigeria today is through the mosque and through the church.
Yes.
Which is not enough. You know, I'm not saying that it's that is bad, but I'm saying that it's just one tenth of what we are supposed to do. We have so many, we have so much to do to develop a strong culture and a strong tradition that we pass over to our kids. What are we passing over to them today? Nothing, you know.
Yes. But how can you let's contrast the culture that you're just mentioning here in the United States with what obtains at home? Let's say, for instance, those of us from Biafra, we want to go to, you know, games with our wives and our kids and all the rest of it. And let's say this game is, let's assume for the sake of argument, we're in one Nigeria. and there is a game happening in Sokoto, you want to take your wife, who may be a tie wrapper or decide to wear a dress because it's very hot, as our sister is dressed today. Do you think they will let her, the way she says, you know, they will let her come into a stadium in Sokoto?
No, because we are
looking at the value. We want to be very, very practical. We want to educate and enlighten people as to the reason why we are opposed to Nigeria the way it is today. Yeah. We are asking if I want to take my wife and my children to a game in Sokoto, in front of the Sultan of Sokoto, my wife wants to wear a dress because it's very hot, or I want her to wear a dress because I want to admire her beauty as we are going out. Will I be allowed to do that in Sokoto?
Yeah, I don't think so. It will need a lot of legislation and a lot of monitoring to have people just live their lifestyle anywhere. You know, if you are from Anambra State or from Imo State, and you want to dress in a particular way with your family because you are on a trip to Sokoto, it will require a lot of legislation and a lot of monitoring.
Let's try and take this call. We'll come back to this conversation. It's very fascinating. I like it. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
I'm calling from Maryland.
You're calling from Maryland. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra from San Francisco here in California, United States. Go ahead.
Wow! I'm very honored to be talking with you. I've been listening to the broadcast for some time now, and it's very educative. That's something I'm telling you, like all the women. And my friend Ugo in Texas,
yeah,
some days ago, and all the young one, you know about Simpon,
yeah,
that's from okay, Simpon, and I don't know what's going on, but yeah, Minneapolis, that's him. It's a big honor, and also like the poor women in the States is long overdue. I'm very glad we're on that now in main awakening and educative aspects of Biafra.
Yes.
But the unfortunate thing will I'm in the youth. And then I have gone here at Biafra. But in my end, I'm very zealous and overjoyed about the whole activities. But also, I'm a man at Biafra. And all the unfortunate thing is that I don't know, really, at Biafra. But I'm very thankful that such a group like me went out and such a godly work. I'm very, very happy about that. That's some kind of telling you and yeah, my own opinion and validation about anyway.
Thank you very much for calling, my dear brother. Thank you very much from Maryland, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. That was our first caller for the day. We are in the Bay Area of San Francisco, very close to Hollywood. Is that correct?
Not very close.
It's not close.
It's an hour flight.
I want to go and do the proper acting. I don't want to do what they're doing at Nollywood. I want to go to Hollywood and act.
Please. An hour flight from here.
Iñigo, stay where you are. Let us take this call. Stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Tukune Jum Amujoy, and I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Go ahead, the world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to bring to your attention that it looks like the website is not clear.
Yes, it's been acting to be. We're going to refresh your browser. It is okay now. Refresh your browser. We can see the monitor here. We can see it. We have one red line on our screen. So we know it is being tampered with, but we are going ahead and we're broadcasting. Please refresh your browser. It should be clearer. Refresh it.
Okay. And I want to start off by saying Happy Independence Day to all Americans all over the world.
Yes.
We pray that one day we, Biafrans, we celebrate our independence as well.
Yes. That's what we're amen to that. That's what we're praying for as well, for our own independence from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. It's a zoo. As you heard yesterday, the senators we are fighting, Hausa Fulani soldiers are taking ammunition and selling it to Boko Haram. Yoruba people who are traders, Yoruba traders are being killed in the north. People are fleeing Borno State into the Cameroon. If that is not a zoo, if that is not, even the, some people even said that life in a zoo is even better. At least in a zoo, you have, in this country, you have vets, somebody to look after the monkey, look after the snake, look after the parrot when they fall sick. Where we come from, nobody does that for us. In fact, they've called Nigeria the corpse of town council. You know, nobody owns it. is rather very sad. So we are praying for our independence to come as soon as possible. We are excellently hosted or being hosted by our brother here, Barrister Emeka Madu-Ewesi, that some people, I'm sure a few months ago, would not think that he's quite passionate about Biafra. But there are people like him and people like our dear sister here in the U.S. that we want them to come out to be part of this very struggle. If you people don't come out in America, we'll go home and announce it that Americans are a waste of space. We'll tell them the truth, because this is Radio Biafra. We'll tell people the truth. We are hoping and counting on all of you in the U.S. to come out to help us the same way that the Jews in America helped the founding of the State of Israel.
Okay, and Nnamdi Kanu, we in California, we'd like to thank you, Lera, for all the good work you guys are doing. And at the same time, we are welcoming you to California.
Thank you.
And also, we would like to thank our host, Barrister Emeka, for making it possible for Radio Biafra to host today from California.
Yes.
And Emeka, thank you so much. God will bless you.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. We thank him very much for hosting Radio Biafra. We just not just for hosting us, but for coming out and identifying himself as a Biafran. He has my respect and my admiration for that. And I'm sure the entire editorial board of Radio Biafra. Let's go and take this call. Is on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype. Give
Hello,
us your name. Where
good
you
afternoon.
Are. Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mazi Kano. My name is Ikechukwu Enyiago. Here again from Malaysia.
Yes. Go ahead, Ikechukwu. Go ahead.
I heard when the news was recapitulated about some people trying to or setting up a Biafra Unity Television. Am I right, sir?
That is correct. Some idiot somewhere is setting up what he calls a Biafra Unity Television. I don't know if they want us to unite with Fulani people or to unite with Hausa people who are killing us. I don't know who they want to unite with. Well, but they're dragging the name of Radio Biafra in the market.
What I would like to tell you, the Mazi Kanu and the Biafrans everywhere, is that we do not know these people. I have first-hand information before they came up, and they are being sponsored by opposing factions and politicians with the sole aim of distracting Radio Biafra and Biafrans. They have nothing Biafra in their agenda. They have no intention of getting Biafra for us. They have no intention of speaking the truth. So whoever hears about these people, every Biafran that hears about them should avoid them. If the person is a true Biafran, that place is not for us. The purpose is to strangulate us. The purpose is to still keep us as slaves in Nigeria. The purpose is to still keep 2% over the 98% remaining Biafrans, and we will not accept it. It is not a bad thing for anybody to do whatsoever he wants to do for Biafra, as long as the person is genuine.
Yes.
And everybody that comes up now, every group that comes up now that has not seen the progress in Radio Biafra and the Bile Human Rights Initiative is lying, and a person cannot in every good sense say that he's standing in favor of Biafra. So I want to tell our brothers, wherever they are today, they should please ignore them. We all know them. I've got the information already before they are coming out. They have been sponsored. They don't like what is going on in Radio Biafra, because we stand for the truth. We tend to open up secrets that are meant to be kept by those people who do not want our progress. So we should ignore them as we ignore all those failures. The failure is in their nature.
Yes.
If they come out, Biafrans are going to see them. What they do 1 week, two weeks, they have not exhausted Radio Biafra. They have not exhausted Bile Human Rights Initiative. They don't have any reason. No group has any reason to come out and cite another group that has no agreement with where we are today. It is not about freedom. It's about the continuous slavery of our people. So our people everywhere would do well to avoid such people. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother, for calling. That's Ikechukwu Enyiago, who is the guy coordinating our people in Malaysia. He was calling from Malaysia. We must remind our listeners once again that anybody parading as BUTV, anybody representing any other organization apart from Radio Biafra, is lying to you. We don't have any trouble with Nigerian politicians. We don't deal with them. We hate them. We are going to sweep them away from office once we are done with our worldwide demonstration We don't like them. Anybody representing them is our enemy as well. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Please, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, I don't think they can. I don't think they can. Yes, please, go ahead. There are people impersonating us, my dear brother, Emeka Madewesi, claiming that they are part of Radio Biafra to swindle people to launch a TV. And we said to them, no, before we launch any TV, we'll let our people know. But they have gone about writing to a lot of people, claiming they're part of what Radio Biafra is doing, because they know that presidents listen to us when we speak. They take our advice when we advise them. They know we are exceptionally formidable and that nothing is going to stop us. They're tagging on to try to spoil our good name. How do you protect your name in America if somebody's trying to tarnish it? You're a lawyer.
Well, it depends on what the person is doing. In this particular instance, if what they are doing amounts to a crime, then you have to write a complaint to the authorities. Either
if they're on the internet, where do we go to? They're online.
Yeah, if they're online, you have the Internet Resolution Council that resolves such things if it has to do with intellectual property or sporting.
Yes.
But in this case, there is not much that could be done because they are not infringing on the intellectual property of Radio Biafra.
Mm-hmm.
They are only petty criminals, cyber criminals. That's what they are.
Okay.
So there is not much anybody could do to stop them, except if they actually raise money.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out that it was raised in the name of Radio Biafra,
mm-hmm.
then you can make a complaint to the host,
yes.
to the company that is hosting that website, and
yes.
You can make a complaint to them.
Okay.
And then they will.
They don't even have a website. They have they're on Facebook. You know, Facebook, it brings good things and also bad as well.
Yeah, remember, on Facebook, you can also make a complaint to
yeah, that's what we have to do. Let's take this call first. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Give us your name and where you are, please. No, they can't hear us, unfortunately. It reminds me of what, Facebook is a very good thing. It reminds me of what I was told by my landlord when I went to SBS, Port Harcourt School of Basic Studies, many, 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 many years ago. He said to me that because there are a lot of very beautiful women and girls at SBS, he said, here you can find good thing and also bad. If you want to study, you study and pass out and be a model citizen for the country. Then we thought Nigeria was a country until we realized better. Or if you like, you can then go the other way, which I think is important in this very case to remind our people that anybody masquerading from BUTV is a petty criminal. That is how they are described here legally. I have to call them something worse, but they are petty criminals. These are people trying to sidetrack us and take our attention away from what we are doing. We are Radio Biafra. We don't run away from the truth. We tell you the truth. In Israel, China, Sigisin, Ihojo, where's you going? If you don't do it, then we'll expose you. We remind Peter Obi, he can fund anybody through Wasrike, try to do anything they like, that Radio Biafra is here to stay, and Biafra is coming because it's the kingdom of heaven on earth. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Give me your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening. I'm also calling from London.
You're calling from London. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, I just want to wish the Americans a happy Independence Day. And then thanks to your host there. He's really done so well. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Regarding what you were saying about the BUTV, because I just have been able to trace... the registrant of the site, I think what they did was somebody just went. It's a Dutch name that I found there.
A Dutch name,
because it's a Dutch name. Yeah, I think what they did they call it BiafraUnityTV.com. So I think what this person did was just they bought the name on the 7th of February this year.
Yes.
Okay, I've got all the record. They just got the name, like, they will sell the name in the future to whosoever wants to buy it, to have a website similar to that.
Yes.
And that's why I can find her.
So is a Dutch person, they're using the name of a Dutch person to run this rather fake and duplicitous outfit?
It was on the 1st of July 2014, this particular website, BiafraUnityTV.com.
Yes.
The Dutch name, the name is Bas, but we don't really need to worry about it. Anybody can, people don't do it, but it's very, very bad. You can just go and block a website so that you don't have access to it in the future. Or if you want to get a website, you're going to contact them to sell it to you or something. For me, they're just wasting their time. You know, that's all I can say about it. They're just wasting their time.
Okay.
If we're going to have Biafra TV, we can give any name we like.
Yes.
You know, Nigerians are so wise. In fact, Igbos are so wise that it's very, very, it's only a fool. I don't think any person who joins whosoever is not part of Biafra, and I think the person at this stage, the person must be fooling around, I think. Okay, all everybody knows now is Radio Biafra. We have the people who are organizing things there, and anybody who are fooling that part. So anybody who goes astray, that should be the person's problem.
Yes.
I remember at the time, I also have a website called Bilier Human Rights. I think there is one, bilier.org or something. I know I
that
have
is
that.
Correct, yes, yes.
You also registered somewhere?
Yes.
Yeah, I know about that one as well.
Yes.
So, you know, so people are going to do so many things. It's normal. I don't even have to waste your energy going to court. Right? People are going to do it. There are so many of them. You're just like having iPhone. It's just, what they call it is,
iPhone.
They call it copyright, trademark, and all that. People
and
are going to
make some of them in China.
They feel like
that
it's competition. Exactly. They just want to do it, and then even the government who are against you, they can go and register as many sites they think that
yes.
you might want in the future.
Yes.
So you don't have access to it.
Actually, that is called cyber squatting. Yeah, they call it cyber squatting. It's like
is it against the law?
It's not really illegal. It's only that when you use a name that a trademark name, or if it infringes on somebody's copyright, the person can request that you transfer it to him without any payment.
Ah.
So if you register something like GoogleBiafra.com,
mm-hmm. yes.
Google will say, well, you have Google inside that name.
Ah.
And Google is a registered service mark and trademark.
Mm.
So they request you to transfer the name to them. And then
it's valid, is it?
Yeah. It's cyber squatting.
It's something. It's legal. You can always get back the name if you want. But in order not to, they are wasting their money because they are stupidly paying. Because I remember the day when we want to, we can change it. We don't even need to have Biafra. We can have radio Biafra and TV.com. So people are just fooling around.
They are fooling around. Stay where you are, Charles. Let's take this call. Because if Dozier Ikedife can be part of this struggle, I see no reason why any sensible Igbo person for now shouldn't be part of it. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Hello. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello.
Chukwuebuka from Malaysia, your line is very, very low. The volume is too low. Could you please call us back again, please, if you may?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's Chukwuebuka from Malaysia. Yes, Charles, thank you very, very much for calling. We are grateful for your call. And please, let's go to our sister here to please give us... you must have an opinion. There's a slight emphasis in the pronunciation. Although I love both very, very well. You even Chidera is in love with them Anambra dialect, so it is wonderful. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is My name is Kenneth. I'm calling from Lagos.
Kenneth from Lagos. You. Are you receiving Radio Biafra right now in Lagos?
Yes, live.
Wonderful.
I'm listening to Radio Biafra right now.
In Lagos, go ahead. We are in the Bay Area of San Francisco in California in the United States at the home of our brother, a distinguished attorney in the U.S., Barrister Emeka Maduwesi. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I joined this evening and I started listening to the program this evening and I'm really, really happy. I really, really appreciate and I really want to commend you with that we in Lagos here, we are following the program Life and Clear, and I would also like more publicity on especially most people that doesn't have internet here in Lagos, because you know most of our brothers are in the market, they don't have internet over there.
Yes.
This is the way we can stream this thing, yeah, that they can also listen to it.
Yes. Yes, we are going to do that. We are with one of the people that make things happen here within the Igbo community. Barrister Emeka Maduwesi is here with us. We are going to put it to them that they have to contribute in America towards the purchase of a transmitter. If they can have one, if they give us one now, I will take it with me and we can come to Biafra land and we mount it. It is their responsibility.
Yes.
When they tell you from America that they are suffering, don't believe them. They are very, very rich and wealthy here. I can tell you that. They are comfortable here.
Yeah.
When you call them and they say, don't believe them. I can tell you, they are wealthy enough to buy a transmitter, and they are going to buy it. If they don't buy it, we'll go home and announce all their names one after the other. Anybody from the U.S. that comes back home will not regard him or her. They have to buy us a transmitter.
Yeah.
Our brother Moses Wigwe in Corpus Christi, Texas, said he will sell his house if need be to make sure that the message we are propagating gets to each and every family. If Radio Biafra is listened to by each and every family in Biafra land, Nigeria will not exist in 6 months. It's our promise to our people.
Yes.
That's our promise to them. Thank you very much for calling, and it's good to know that Radio Biafra has been received live and clear in Nigeria.
You just keep focused, keep it straight. Divorce yourself from Nigerian politics, and I believe someday the sky will be our limit.
Amen. Amen. And I say amen to that. We hate politicians anyway. We can't stand them. Myself, personally, I cannot stand them. They make me sick. I hope you were telling me in the car you can't stand them either, is it? That's why you're not into politics.
I don't like politics because it is so deficient in candor. Anything that is not being done with extreme candor, I'm never part of it. You know, there is so much dishonesty in politics. So, I don't like politics.
It's not very good, especially the way it is played where we come from. Politics is meant to be used to solve problems, not make things more difficult.
Yes.
Please, my dear sister, give us your opinion. You must have something in mind. You know, you are here. When you think about where we come from, what do you think about, apart from the burial? Because I'm sure you've not called home. You are afraid if you call home now, they'll tell you somebody has died in the village to bring money. Yes, please. Tell us what you think. You are here in the U.S., please.
Well, I just spoke with my sister yesterday and this morning. I spoke with my mom. So that's a typical lie. I'm just listening. I had it all anyway.
Yes.
I think the problem we have in this Biafra struggle of a thing is just that we are not speaking one language.
Yes.
If all the people that really call themselves Biafra, because I know we are capable of standing and we are capable of doing something on our own without looking on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you, I heard you rightly said, if every one of us can come together and speak the same language, I'm sure by today Nigeria will no longer be in existence.
That's correct, yes. I agree.
But the problem we have is that majority of us that are Biafra, you know, we are not united.
Yes.
We are not united. Even those that are not Biafra, like the Fulanis, the Hausas, they are trying to push themselves in, because to me, from what they are doing, a child that is not really well groomed or does not know anything about this Biafra we are talking about will, you know, simply believe them, thinking that we are all Biafra, but it's all deceitful.
Yes.
We are not one.
Yes.
That's just the whole language. So I believe, I just believe there is no retreat, no surrender.
That is correct.
You know, the struggle still continues until
we get to where we are going.
Yes.
Until success is achieved.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
All I believe.
Amen. I believe it's going to work. Because
it's going to work. It's going to work. It's all persistence.
Yes.
As far as we don't give up, it's going to work. So who will get there?
Yes. There's something that, you know, the temperance movement here in the U.S., because I'm also a scholar of U.S. Politics. You know the temperance movement here in the United States. They banned alcohol. They didn't want anybody drinking alcohol in this country. They banned it completely and totally. What happened was that the women got together and had a meeting. Their slogan was that any lips that touches alcohol will not touch theirs. In other words, if you go to the bar and you drink, you can't come to the bedroom and touch me. And it worked. That was why they had prohibition in this country. They didn't have any alcohol for some time because I think the Christian fundamentalists got their way and they didn't have any an alcohol for. So what we're asking, is it possible for our women, let's forget the men for instance, our women, because our women are noted for defending our men from time 1923, 1929, 1948, and even more recently during the war with Nigeria, our women have always been at the forefront of the struggle to give us some measure of dignity. What stops our women from now telling their husbands, you will not touch me from today onwards unless you support Biafra?
Biafra,
what is, wouldn't that make us be more become more united?
There you are.
Exactly. That's what we need to do. At least that's the language they understand. They'll be able to do something.
The only way.
Yes. Yes.
I wish we can work through women, actually. That is a good point. Yes.
If we get our... I'm telling... I have said it before.
Point, because... I know some people I spoke to about this Biafra. So yesterday, the day before, it's like, I know what they were telling me right here in the U.S.
Yes.
But I know if we can walk through women, everything will be, you know.
I agree. And for a woman to even lead it as well, I prefer to serve a woman in a struggle than to serve men. You know, Igbo men, we are a bit funny. But may God help us as we are moving forward. Yes, go ahead. You want to say something, please, Jidera? Go ahead.
Yeah, I really wish I was married, because if I was, I would. I would force my husband. I'm going to make sure that he is for Biafra.
Yes, so maybe that's what youngsters like this should start doing.
You know me, and I can do it.
Yes,
but they will tell you they are for Biafra. For them, naturally. Originally, they are for Biafra. There's no two ways about it.
Exactly.
But speaking that and
doing
supporting
it.
And
yeah,
doing it,
yeah.
Is by action we know.
Yeah, but
not by lips.
Yeah, but you know what the Bible says? You should either be hot or cold. You can't say you're lukewarm. I'm neutral in this case. I'm Biafra, but
that
we don't need that.
Yeah.
But if you're for Biafra, you have to go in and fight for this.
That's
like we've already said that. It's either we achieve it or we die trying to achieve it. And that's what we want. Not, I'm for Biafra and I'm neutral. I'm just watching. No, we don't want that. If
we don't want people to sit on the fence.
You come in and we see you.
Yes.
That you're doing something.
Because if you sit on the fence, you fall off anyway.
Yes.
Either way. So that, it's better you are somewhere that's sitting on the fence, because inevitably you fall. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to go back to the caller who made mention of education that... many people don't know about Biafra, the youngsters.
Yes.
The guy who called from Maryland.
Yes.
You know, we had a civil war. We had a brutal civil war.
Yes.
It was of genocidal proportion.
Yes.
So you will not learn much about the civil war because it was genocidal. If it was a normal war, like the American Civil War, it will be in the history books. People will teach it, they will learn their lessons from it, and then it will bring the country closer. But when you become a general by slaughtering your own people, by using unconventional means, throwing bombs into the marketplace, slaughtering people in Asaba, and using all forms of unconventional warfare to kill your own people that you said you want to force them back into Nigeria, and then you used unconventional means to achieve it. What they have done is to suppress the history. First of all, they had to change the name of Bight of Biafra. They changed it to Bight of Bonny.
That's correct.
So people, when you grow up and you hear Biafra, you will think it just started.
It's an alien country.
When the Portuguese came here, they called it Biafra, and they have traded, they have they traded on slaves, they traded on other merchandise before the British came and continued from where the Portuguese stopped. And it was until after the war that the name was changed. So just like they changed the name, you have a lot to learn.
Let's tell Dr. Ozokwe, who is a medical doctor from London, to please stay on the line. Dr. Ozokwe, stay on the line. We are coming to you next. Please stay on the line. Please go ahead.
So you now we have the internet. You can now read about Biafra from independent sources like New York Times. You go to the archives. You will read about that brutal war, not from the point of view of Nigerians, but from the point of view of neutral foreigners,
yes,
who witnessed the war and wrote about it. So you will not read about Biafra in any school in Nigeria. It's not part of our school curriculum. It's not part of any activities. Even if the president, you see, what the president does is that whenever he wants to make a point, he will refer to Biafra.
Yes.
Yeah, he will refer to Biafra, and then it's like Ojuju Kalaba. It's like what he uses to frighten Nigeria into agreeing with him. He will say, this was what happened in Biafra. This was what caused Biafra. And then people in Nigeria will say, we don't even want to discuss it, you know, and then they will agree with the president.
Yes.
You know. So what we are trying to do really is to give people the opportunity to have informed opinion. I hate ignorance. I love education. So when you are properly educated, you can make an informed decision. When you learn more about the origin of the victimization of the Igbos,
yes,
how we somehow from being the most from being what the British might call the most savage, you know, we are the least to be conquered. We did not even conquer out. We are the least to be colonized in Nigeria.
Yes,
you know, by the time the heartland of Igbo land was colonized, the Fulanis were already 200 years ahead of us.
That is correct.
The Yorubas were already 150 years ahead of
us.
The south Opobo areas, we are like 100 years ahead of us.
Yes.
And we just arrived in 1904, you know.
Very late.
Very late. You know. And then in 25 years,
we took over everything.
Yes. And people became frightened.
Yes.
And then by 1945, by 1950, it was only an Igbo man that was able to tell the British it's time for you to leave.
Yes.
That was Nnamdi Azikiwe.
Yes.
You know, he was at the forefront of the independence.
We'll come to what he did and what I don't like about him. I like to be very, very honest. And how he ignored Mbonu Jike's advice. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello. Yeah, my name is Dr. Ogeti Ishekwes.
Yes.
I'm calling from Wales, in the United Kingdom. Well, I would start by saying words for the Nnamdi Kanu. More kudos to your elbow. I cannot stop thanking and praising you enough, because I wonder where you derive your energy from. But the main reason why I called today is for two things. One, as I was listening to you, two of you in the studio have said something about. I also want to thank Emeka Madewesi.
Yes, yes.
Your host for today.
Yes.
And also to say thank you to Chidera, who has been moving about with you.
Yes.
Your effort is well appreciated.
Thank you.
But the main reason why I called today is because you've said two in the studio have just said the same thing on two occasions, and I didn't think it was good, in the sense that you said that if you give us the transmitter, that 6 months Nigeria will not exist. Nigeria can exist. All we want is Biafra to go out of the fucking zoo called Nigeria. If they like, let them have their Nigeria. Our aim is not to let Nigeria not to exist. I hope I'm correct.
You are very, very correct. Yes, you are correct. Yes.
Yes. Let them have their Nigeria. So when we say that Nigeria won't exist, then it looks like we are trying to stop them from existing. The government is all we want is Biafra to be restored. And so I want us to, you know, ensure that we don't use the word Nigeria not to exist. Let them exist. That is their problem. The other thing, I don't know if this is a good forum to mention it, but
yes.
There is a person in London who is a very good supporter of Radio Biafra and the Biafra struggle.
Yes.
His name is Prince Benchus Udo. He lost his only brother, whose name is Chimobi Okorafo. They have the same mother, and that's his only brother. And a week keeping or vigil will be held in my house tomorrow in London because he doesn't have a big house. He's a young man who is still starting life. So he'll be quite devastated. I wanted to mention it to Radio Biafra to also probably sympathize with him. Because when we have our own problems, also the radio announces it, and that would help also with the struggle. That we know that in time of need, that is also remembered by Radio Biafra. So
yes.
So his name is Prince Benchus Udo.
Prince, hold on. His name, Doctor. Hold on. His name is Prince Benchus. Is that correct?
Benchus Udo. Yes.
Okay, Benchus Idom.
He's from
Ukuta,
yes, yes.
So we are communicating with him, man. Yes.
Yeah, he's from Ukuta also. And his brother's name is Chimobi Okorafo. He works with Nigerian immigration.
Okay, maybe that's why he died. Anything with Nigeria, you know, Nigeria sucks blood from
anything Nigeria.
Anything with Nigeria, it means death.
Yeah. He died because he's only in Nigeria, no Medicare. In fact, the first direct money that is available to go to India to get Medicare. If there was an excellent Medicare system in Nigeria, that would not have been necessary. It's not necessary for me to tell you exactly why I say so, because it is an illness that if he was in this country, they would have given him prognosis. Listen. Keep your house in order. You have so number of weeks or months to leave.
Yes.
But the little money he spent, it went to India, and at the end of the day, died within 2 months of returning from India.
That is terrible.
So that is the thing. So if you can also just mention it as you go along, that would be great.
Yes.
With regard to those that are trying to set up Biafra Unity Television. Where are they based? Where is it in Nigeria? What is happening?
They are based on.
I think that.
They are based in Amsterdam, or they are registered in Amsterdam. They are all over they inhabit the virtual cyberspace. They don't have any address. You know, they want to.
The thing is that my take on that is that I think we are making a lot of impact. That is why such things are trying to spring up. So, because, and I can assure you that they are sponsored by these politicians and what have you. You know, I don't think that any meaningful Biafra who knows what is happening would want to set up anything other than going to Radio Biafra to do whatever we are agitating for. So I believe that's the hard work of the Nigerian agent, you know, those workers of iniquity that we shall drive away once the real struggle peaks.
Of course.
That is exactly what we have to do. Because, see, I never believe anything they say in Nigeria, even there, when the military or police make any statement that they have done this. I don't believe them. Even the 3 days when they talk, they the whole market and so on and so forth. So please keep going on with your work. We are, I mean, you can see that every day the radio, the listeners are growing. People are calling in, those that are just hearing about it, and we are propagating the whole news, you know, and the whole but I think we are in the right path, and definitely Biafra will come. I have no doubt. For the first time, we have started the struggle in the proper way that it should go.
Yes.
So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, our brother. That's he's a medical doctor, Dr. Uzokwe, and a very serious supporter of Radio Biafra, both morally and financially. As we said previously, if somebody like Dr. Dozier Ikedife is part of Biafra, why shouldn't we all? If His Royal Majesty, Honorable Justice Eze Ozubu, retired, is the chairman of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, is in this struggle, why shouldn't we all be in this struggle? The Hausa Fulani people are using the system of fragmentation to try to divide us, harass a few people, and we say, oh my God, this is what is happening, and we run away. But we are not running away because this is Radio Biafra. Anything we say, we do it. Anything we say, we do it. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Cletus Ngoka from Georgia, here at Atlanta, Georgia.
Georgia, Atlanta. Cletus, one of our hosts in Atlanta. You're welcome to the program, and the world is hearing your voice because this is Radio Biafra. We are received in every country of the world, and we are coming to you today from the residence of our dear brother, barrister Emeka Madewesi. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Can I go ahead?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you, everybody. I want to use this forum to thank me, especially my brother, Nando Kano and Chidora Akabo. Hello?
You are hearing your own voice because your system is up. Because when we talk, you hear us. And so turn down your system and talk to us via your phone, please. And talk to us via the phone. After our conversation, we'll go back to your system. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm sorry again. You know, I want to use this opportunity and thank the Kano, my brother, and the sister, Chidara Akabo, for the wonderful work that they're doing, you know, letting people know the Biafra nation should be restored soon. And I want to tell everybody that Igbo's brothers, sisters, and the friends, to please to support this cause. It's a cause that we all must stand and they work together. Freedom is not free. It can never be given free. In any nation, freedom is not free. It may cost life sometimes. It may cost money, financially or otherwise. I want to thank you, especially, for giving up your time going around the country, all over the world, spreading the news of Biafra. The problem I have is some of our brothers here and the sisters here in the United States, who claim to be educated and enlightened, always, you know, tell them, please go and log into radiobiafra.co and ask any questions, comments, suggestions you may have. The director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is there to answer any questions you may have. Some of them claim to be ignorant. I do not understand that. But in the same token, myself, I will not relent. I will not relinquish until the Biafra nation is restored. We all know what is going on in Nigeria today. Even since the Civil War, we have given an opportunity to the North and the West.
Yes.
You know, to work together with them, even though they feel that we are conquered. All Igbos, they are all over the world. All over part of Nigeria, outside Yoruba land, they go there, they invest, and they start their businesses. They see the Igbos are dominating everywhere.
Yes.
Igbos are hardworking individuals. By nature, we are. It's only in the zoo called Nigeria. You will never see even in anywhere in part of Africa, you will never see any Igbo anywhere. It's only in Biafra land. You see Yoruba in another African country. You see Yoruba in another country, African country, but Igbo is only in Igbo land. So we are blessed to be Igbo. I want to opportunity again to tell my brothers and the sisters who claim to be Igbo to support this cause. Because it's not easy. This is not a fight for one person. It's not a fight for one person. We have to support the program which has been going on all over the world. I do not understand why people from Indonesia, India, other countries calling. I cannot find much people coming from the United States here that want to find or explore or to know what is going on. In as much as the Radio Biafra came here to the state to let them wake up to know what is going on. Look at, you know, a few days ago, the federal government said they revoking the president, you know, for appointing chief of army staff. We all know why they're coming up, because they're trying every effort to subdue this man. You know, if not Jonathan is here, I don't think the state of emergency could have been declared for the three states, Adamawa, Yoruba, and the Borno state. If Yoruba man or Hausa man is chief of army staff, we know that it could have been impossible. For that reason, I know their power is reduced now for taking care of a lot of Boko Harams.
Yes.
We know where they are coming from. And they said it, Buhari in particular, said it. If Jonathan win, he will make his government ungovernable.
Yes.
In order to do that, that's why they started supporting Boko Haram. And from there, they start killing Igbos in the north. So we got, even though anybody that do not have any relations or family in the north, we all are Igbos. You cannot see where they came. I cannot stand and see where they slaughter Igbo, anybody, any Biafra or Satana.
Yes, you stay where you are. Please hold on 1 second, because we want to ask our dear brother here, Barrister Emeka Madewesi, to please tell us most of our listeners here that we are addressing are the apathetic Igbo people living in the U.S. Are they not hearing about the death of our people going on back home? And if they are hearing about these deaths, what are they doing about it? What concerted effort are they putting together to ensure our national survival as a race and as a people?
Oh, myself, I've been studying the news, even calling Nigeria.
No, not you, Cletus. I'm asking our dear brother here, Mekamadewesi, to please tell us, if the people in America, what do they propose to do regarding what is happening?
Yeah, I can only speak for myself. Just like I said before, everything is based on information, on your upbringing, and then the people you have around you, if they are supportive of the actions you want to take. So, coming to the attitude of other Ndi Igbo Ndi Ozo, some of them have been here for a long time, and they have lost touch of what it means to be Onye Igbo, and then what our people at home are suffering. I remember that at the height of Boko Haram, one of the groups that I belong to, we had to raise money to transport Ndebayi from Maiduguri back to Anisha. That was in January of last year.
Yes.
So, but when you make such moves, people will think that you are anti-Nigerian. No, we are not anti-Nigerian. We are pro-Igbo, and then we are pro-Biafrans. What we want to do is to give our people the opportunity to grow at their own pace, you know, to do things at their own pace. But they be here. I don't think many of them actually know everything that is happening in Nigeria. They go by either secondhand information or outright falsehood.
Yes.
I'll give you an example. Recently, the federal government of Nigeria released the cutoff points for admission into national unity colleges. That is the guideline for federal government colleges. So if you are from Anambra State, you have to score 229 before you will gain admission. So the cutoff mark for Anambra State, which is the highest for the whole country, is 229. That of Sokoto State is 2.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, so if
it's 2.
Yeah.
But they've been doing that all the while.
Yeah.
They didn't
what?
Start it.
Yeah, so no, if no, you score 2, if my son scores 220, he won't get an admission. If the son of the Sultan of Sokoto scores 4, he will get an admission.
And you get 4 by just turning up.
So now, how do you move at that pace? You know, why should you suppress a more brilliant person so that you give room to somebody who doesn't want to go to school? You know, so people look at these things and then they will think that it's not true. They will say, like, somebody will say, is this possible? And yeah, it's possible. That is what is going on. And that is at high school level. So if my son couldn't enter high school, and then I tell him, well, you scored 220, you should have scored 229.
And then another, and then let's another, say his friend goes, scores 4 and goes into school. You don't want your son to be in the same country with that person and love that person.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Well,
no, I'm asking, is it possible?
Yeah, well, of course, the animosity, the seed of disunity has been sowed at that possible? Level, even though they were trying to build a unity secondary school. So they start off by sowing that seed of disunity. You know,
that is Nigeria. They do everything backwards.
So, but our people should know these things as being the truth of.
No, they claim
the reality of
one
Nigeria.
They believe in one Nigeria. Only God knows what they give them in that country. This is Radio Biafra. We'll come to you in a second, my dear sister. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello. Nnamdi.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, this is Odimo Alo. We are expecting you. The Biafrans in Los Angeles are expecting you in Los Angeles.
That is wonderful. Please go ahead. We are now in San Francisco. If we get to Los Angeles here, can we appear in a movie or something? Is it possible to act in a movie when we get there?
That is what I don't know, honestly. that's an experience way beyond my knowledge.
Please go ahead. We are being well looked after at the residence of our brother, Barrister Emeka Madewesi, here in San Francisco. Please go ahead. We are coming to Los Angeles.
That's wonderful. Yes. What my dear brother is saying is very correct about the education system everything being so lopsided. The important thing is that people are seeing right now that there is no way forward through Nigeria, and more people in Nigeria are seeing that themselves, you know, and they all want out of that contraption. They don't know what to do about it, you know. Everybody is now settling with the reality that Nigeria cannot work as a nation, you know. So it's not just the Biafrans, it's every other person, people in the Middle Belt, people in the West, looking, they know. The Nigerian government has succeeded in frustrating the calls, even for national conference, for almost 20, 30 years, you know, and looking the other way. As if they look the other way, things will work out right. We thank God that things are moving the way it is. I think God's hand is in it, because the evil and the bloodshed in Nigeria is just too much for that country to survive. It's such a guilty nation. It's such an evil nation. You know, more than 4 million lives have been lost because of a country created that is called Nigeria. You know, it's a genocide state. And there's no way we can survive under a genocide state. This is the problem that Africa has had for a long time, you know. More than 32 new nations created in Europe since 1990. Why is that same standard not good for Africans? You know, when Europeans know that if they stay together, they reclaim themselves. You know, and then they divide, because the natural nations are people as God has created them to be and to stay in their own geographical enclave, you know, and relate to other people. But artificial creations have become a big problem. And Nigeria is a big problem, not just to itself, but to Africa and to black people all over the world. And it is time for everybody to now put hands together and say, let's walk towards this path and self-government of different peoples of Nigeria. Their friends are not the only one asking for independence. Others are doing so in the north and in the west and in the middle belt, in some other areas. So let us all now work together to make sure that we attain our self-determination, which is our right. You know, people must understand that self-determination is our right. It's the right of all the peoples of the world, enshrined in the UN Charter and the AU Charter. So this is all I want to say.
Before you go, Obi, thank you very much. I hope you people you have concluded arrangements for us in Los Angeles, and we know that you've been working very hard on that for a long time. But the thing is that we are Christians. Is that correct? I mean, most of us are Christians. Maybe not all of us, but most of us are Christians. Is that correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, that's correct.
Can you please tell us, Chida, remind me again of the verse and chapter in the Bible and what God said about state creation?
It's in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, verse 26.
It says that he has created nations. It's only God that can create Igbo people.
And has put demarcations.
That's what God said in the Bible, not Radio Biafra. It's in the Bible. Some people's houses, they have the small version they take when they're going to the office. They have the medium Bible that they take when they're at home. And they even have a bigger one they carry to church. Yet, within that Bible, it is saying that it's only God that can create a nation. Somebody called Frederick Lugard created Nigeria, not God in heaven. Not God.
Right.
I can't understand why in their banning.
I would like to add something here because since we are making biblical references, when God wanted to cause disunity amongst the people because they had one mind, one language, so they wanted to build the Tower of Babel.
Yes.
So, and God said, "Let us scatter them and give them what?
Different languages. That's correct.
So where do you have more languages than any other place in the whole world? Africa. Is Africa not going forward? Because we have different languages.
That is correct.
Which part of Africa ever moved forward because they had one language or one almost a homogeneous language?
That is correct.
That is Biafra.
That is correct.
The first time there was an indigenous technology in Africa was because Eastern Nigeria, which has almost the same language, from Egara land, which is the northern part of
that is correct,
down to the coast.
That is correct.
We share almost the same language.
They all understand Igbo language.
Everybody there.
Good Lord, Jonathan speaks Igbo language perfectly.
Everybody there has the way I understand history is that the Egara is related to the Igbo. Then the Igbo is related to the Efik.
That is correct.
So it's moved along
the
that
relationship
line.
Is there.
It's there, yeah. So, and then most Igbo moved down to join the Ejo.
That is correct.
So you have the
Calabar. So people are all over the place. Yes.
You move down from that Igala land down. So that's the only area that we look like Switzerland, you know, where you have three languages. Mm-hmm. So when you have a maximum of five languages, mm-hmm. it's possible for them to move forward.
That is correct.
But can you imagine a German, a French, and a Spanish, mm-hmm. and a Portuguese working in the same government? You know, look at what is happening in the EU now.
Yes.
EU will show you the example where you have people who have different work ethics.
That's
because
right.
it's all about work ethics.
Yes.
We wake up in the morning as an Igbo, and we are ready to go. I have never seen an Igbo person drunk by 9 a.m.
No, never.
But I lived in Kano. You see several people from who are drunk by 9 a.m.
Because they don't sleep. They stay
at night.
Thank you very much.
It's important that you look at this thing from the Tower of Babel. You cannot move forward when a country is a Tower of Babel.
Thank you very, very much. It's a good thing that you're explaining this. Maybe they won't listen to us. You read law and you're practicing lawyer. Maybe they will listen to you.
But what we are saying is consistent and entirely true, and also biblical. What we are saying is biblical. Please, you must remind our listeners of this verse in the Bible, so when they go to their Yoruba Pentecostal churches, they will read it over and over again. Please tell them.
Yeah, the it's Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, verse 26.
God did not create Nigeria, Lord Lugard did. Maybe he had a Lord to his name. You know, in the church, we're telling us that Jesus Christ is Lord and our Savior. And we had this white man come, and they're calling him Lord Lugard. Maybe people thought maybe he's the God that we are talking about. And when he said, you be in one Nigeria, everybody agreed. I said, the Lord has spoken. Not to know he's a Scottish man like themselves. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, your line is not clear. Please call us back. It's not clear at all. Please call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. Give me your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? No. No, they can't. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Hello? No, I don't think they can.
No, I don't think they can.
Please, if we may continue, I don't know why they're not hearing us. It's rather very, very strange. I can't understand the reason why they're not hearing us. Let's try again. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, please go ahead. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay. This is Alvin Jazzy, a.k.a. Oyina Tunisia.
Oyina Tunisia. There will be called Ghani, who? And try and speak English if you can, because our audience is international. Okay. Please go ahead. You're calling from Asia. Which part of Asia are you in? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, but one
day. Mama didn't ban. I took a woman carrying a ban. I did in America. Upon you. Please go ahead. Yes. Go ahead.
Aha. So I don't know Igbo mmuno. I mean, people that watch and they Biafra. There are some Igbos now that they are not Biafrans.
Yes.
So I came in contact with an Igbo guy. So he was asking me what is the full name and full meaning. What does Biafra, the word Biafra, stands for?
Yes. Did you tell him?
So
did you tell him what?
No, I wasn't able to explain to him what the word Biafra stands for. I mean, that's it. What does it mean in an Igbo dictionary or something?
Okay. Biafra, I will tell you, so you tell him, or you tell him to tune into Radio Biafra or download this program later on and listen to it. Biafra means the calling of the house of Ephraim. Ephraim, that's the meaning of it. The children of the light, that is what it means. Afara means light, that is the meaning of it. The calling of the children of the light, the calling of the house of Ephraim, that is what it means. Biafra, the calling out of the house of Ephraim. Yes, go ahead. And we must make it clear to your friend and where he is, or if he's a man, a woman, a child, or an adult, that Biafra existed over 500 years as a geopolitical entity before Nigeria was created. For those that care to know, this is Radio Biafra. Let us attempt to take this call from Skype and see if they're there, diligently waiting for us. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name, the caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, they can't. Unfortunately, they can't. Can we have to go around. Madam, the madam of the house is here, because they say in Nigeria the fear of madam is the beginning of wisdom. So we must acknowledge her. She's here with us, and also our dear sister. Yes, please, yeah. Madam, go ahead and give the world your name and where you are today, please. Because all of course, Madam Mam Nelanyeba. Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, my name is Ify Manuel Wesi, and I'm here in my house at the house of Barrister Emeka Madawesi in Pittsburgh, California, by San Francisco. So we're having fun with the Radio Biafra. They are doing a wonderful job, and I'm enjoying every bit of it, and I hope to have more fun.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. That goes to show that we have the blessing of the owner of the house. Where we come from, our people don't know this anymore, that when a woman is getting married, Mrs. Mother was saying, when you were getting married, your mother called you to one side at night to put up roge lawa ebedigi. When a woman is getting married now, she's laughing and jumping up and down. In those days, when a woman is getting married, she will cry. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Because you know you are going and you're not coming back anymore. We never knew what divorce was. I never knew what divorce meant until some of us came abroad. These days, we have left Ekwonwanyi and entered into Ebanko that starts with a party from 11 o'clock. Everybody is dancing and making merry and sewing uniform till evening. Yet things are not working. And in Igbo land, when you get married, you go and take over the man's house because you are going to do exactly what your mother did. Your mother will tell you the same way I came to your father's house and developed it. You go to Matewesi's place and develop it as well, and that is what you are doing and doing very well. I'm not saying it because I have it off in my hand, which is very sweet. But okay. It's a very wonderful thing to be here today, and thank you very much for hosting us. Please, my dear sister, give the world your name, who you are, and where you are today, please.
My name is Ebele Chikwendo. I'm presently in Barrister Emeka and Ify Madewesi's house, and I'm an Igbo person, good, so...
And where are you from?
Good. I'm from Anambra State.
Where in Anambra?
Umuoji, Dimboko Village.
Is that where they have this snake that comes
Eke,
out?
Yes.
Yeah. I had a Yoruba pastor killed the Eke. Is that correct?
He's not from Umuoji, so he's allowed, but...
When?
Oh, he was killed. The snake was killed.
Maybe like 6 months ago.
It was a big issue, yes. Yes.
Where? The pastor killed...
the pastor killed the snake.
In
Umuoji. They killed the snake, yes.
They killed them in Umuoji.
And I think I know that snake very well. They killed it.
So what did he now do? What is he saying?
No, he said that the snake entered and took over the bed of his kids. And then that his kids were frightened. You know,
came to visit the Umuoji, right?
You mean the pastor?
Yeah, the pastor.
No, he's a resident pastor. I don't think he's Yoruba, he's an Igbo person. But he's not
from Yoruba. But Dieke couldn't have harmed him. He's living in Umuoji.
Yeah, that's why some of us didn't buy the story because.
That's wrong.
Some of us believe that he wanted to show power. The power
yes.
of God.
Yeah, yeah.
But that is not an appropriate way of showing the power of God.
No.
If he had killed the snake and even ate the snake, it doesn't mean anything to us,
yes.
You know. But for him to kill the snake and start bragging over it,
no.
It's
sad. I know the snake personally.
That's a harmless snake.
He didn't
fall down. You should have never said anybody who killed the snake.
She would
die. No.
I want that pastor to die, and I'll tell you why. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead, please.
My brother. Yes. That show is a strong man of Biafra and a man of proven integrity.
Yes, Castro, where are you calling from? We are in California, in the United States.
I am now in Tel Aviv.
You're in Tel Aviv in Israel. Are you receiving Radio Biafra?
I am a citizen of Israel. I am an Israel man and a Biafran man. Because you know that Biafrans, we are Israelites.
Are we? I'm from Isiama Farukwi Beku.
If you don't believe me that you are Israelite, we are Israelites, I know things that you know more than me. If you read Genesis 46:16, then you will prove yourself you are a full-fledged member of this land.
We are, because I was circumcised on the eighth day after I was born.
in line with the people of Egypt, so I know that.
No oil to your elbow. We are talking from the headquarter.
Yes.
Because we are talking from Jerusalem.
Yes.
This is where we lost.
Yes.
And remember, we may come back.
I don't think so.
Because of our population, mm-hmm. because of our population, yes. God is going to give us our own nation.
That's better.
In the land of the Zion. In the land of the amen. Zion.
Amen. Amen. We say amen to that. All of us say amen.
Equal land.
Yes. I agree. Those that want to go to Israel can go to Israel.
The prophecies. It's not my phone. Yes. I'm talking with somebody's phone. I will talk short. Until I will contact you fully, you will know my name. I told you my name is Mr. Wilfred Chikwado Uroko.
And where are
I'm
you
from? I'm from Enugu State.
Enugu State. Okay, good, good. Enugu State. That's very good.
And I'm Israeli also.
You're an Israeli. That's very, very good. That's wonderful. We love Israel so much. They are part of
and
us.
I said that all any man born is a true Igbo woman, a true Igbo woman, not father, a true Igbo woman is from Israel.
I like what you said, true Igbo woman, because we have a lot of fake Igbo these days.
Yeah, not men. A true Igbo woman.
Yes.
Anybody born with a true Igbo woman is Israelite.
Is an Israelite.
And is a Jewish person.
Thank you very much. We accept that. Thank you for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Captain, I don't have too much to tell you because it's not my phone. I cannot remember who I want.
That's listen okay.
Very well, because even if I want to wash for you, one let me okay. Come to my neighbor because oh yeah, I'm going to go and go buy one Who the Afra man get the Afra?
Yes.
Because the Afra, the Nasorah, I'm a good. It's good.
Amen. Amen. And amen. And thank you for calling. There's a verse I love in the Bible so much. It says, in my father's house, there are many mansions. Everybody is welcome. Those from India, those from Russia, those from Israel, those from Malaysia, even those from Australia, even those that have been abandoned in Israel, they are welcome. Even in the USA, they are welcome to come back. They are all welcome back. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Good afternoon. This is Ugochukwu. I'm calling from Fort Worth, Texas.
Ugochukwu from Fort Worth, Texas. You're welcome to the program. We are heavily ensconced somewhere in San Francisco at the residence of our brother, Emeka Madhewesi. Please go ahead. The world is listening to your voice this afternoon. Go ahead.
I want to say a very big thank you to the host, Barrister Emeka Madhewesi, and also all the people around you, and then also big thank you to you because and the children, because what you are doing is not an easy task, because I tried it and then it wasn't easy. So I have to say, I don't know where you get all your powers and energy to do all those things. It's not easy, and then I just want to encourage and then thank God for you for bringing you in our midst. What I want to say this afternoon is concerning our younger brother that called from Maryland.
Yes.
And because I have been online chatting with him, then he has some ideas, because most of our elderly Biafrans or Igbos, I don't know what they call them anymore, they are not interested. I think that the youth, those who are born in America, they find out time since their parents cannot teach them or talk to them about Biafra or the history about what happened during the war. I don't know if they are still having the emotional trauma or what, I don't know. But they have to engage themselves by going online, sitting for themselves on the online, on the internet. And I think if those, as we always say, that we can't wait for people to school fit on the wall, we want everybody on board. But we have to take serious people who are really proud to be Biafrans. And the youth, most of those who are born here, I think they are more eager. I like Emeka Sam Jr. He's also trying to mobilize some of his fellow Biafrans, although some of them they are not, they have not heard about Biafra. But they are interested. Once they are being educated about Biafra, they will show more interest. What I'm trying to say is that we shouldn't forget them. We should bring them along. Try to keep them. They have not heard about Biafra. So sometimes it's difficult for them. It may be difficult for them to be convinced. But we have to reach out to them. It's very important.
Are they here in the United States?
Of course.
But they said they work for 25 hours in a 24-hour day.
Well, I mean the youth who are born, not who came from Nigeria or Biafra land. I mean those who are born here.
Okay.
So like I'll call them Biafran Americans.
Okay. The Biafran Americans. Our sister was here a while ago. She's left. We would have asked her what we can do to mobilize the youths. It's a very good thing you've said anyway, and thank you very much. We take your advice on board. Thank you very much, and God bless you, my brother. That was a good people. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra from San Francisco in the United States. Go ahead, please, and give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. Yes.
Hello, I'm John calling from London.
You're John calling from London. Turn your system off. Banyoya, turn your system off, please. Turn it off. Lower it. Turn it off because it's interfering. And please go ahead and make your point. Yes, go ahead.
My mom just gave me I didn't know about Biafra, this Biafra radio.
Your mom gave it to you. Did he say your friend or your mom gave it to you? Who gave it to you?
My mom told me about Richard Jeffrey.
Your mom, that's very good. That is very, very good. So you see,
my mom's Nigeria.
Your mom is in Nigeria telling you about Radio Biafra in London. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. So, she's a wonderful woman.
People know me with Jensen anyway. So I don't know the actual thing is going on, because I seem to kind of have a little bit of interest in the program, which I'm hearing here. What I'm saying now, is it going online immediately? Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Is it being recorded? That's what I want to know.
If your mom is listening, your mom is hearing your voice immediately. If your mother in Nigeria is listening, your voice is being relayed to every part of this planet. You are live on air via Radio Biafra here in San Francisco at the residence of our brother, Barrister Emeka Madewese. Please go ahead. The world is listening to your voice. Please, this is live transmission of Radio Biafra.
If you don't mind, because I'd like to ask a question. Because already I'm listening to your radio. I don't know if the radio I'm listening to is totally different from the one I'm calling. That's a theory. So I want to kind of want a little bit clarification on this. If I can't hear my voice on the radio.
You cannot hear your voice because you're on the phone.
Hello?
You cannot serve two masters at the same time. You cannot. It's like eating chewing gum and dancing. It's not possible. You can't be on the phone and also hearing
your voice. That's what I'm saying, while I'm talking, I can't hear myself on the radio. Because another thing is, she said to me, they have so many radio, be a phone radio, that they have even fake ones. So I want a little bit of clarification if I'm calling the fake one.
No, this is Radio Biafra. There is no fake radio. There's only one Radio Biafra on this planet. Only one. Anybody trying to copy what Radio Biafra is doing, you will be in trouble.
Do you guys have a website?
But you said your mom told you about us. Did she give you our website as well, or she didn't?
Yeah, my mom gave me told me about Radio Biafra. She didn't give me the website or anything. Then I googled and I found one Radio Biafra store.
I will tell you. It's www.radiobiafra.co. Radio
Biafra.co.
Once you log into it, you should hear yourself. Yes.
Okay.
What have you been asked for? What have you been asked for you when I interviewed? I think you've been asked for some for you. You just wait and ask number over there. I think we're going to talk everybody on. Pass and come to see us. I'm money. So, give me one more. If you can't put on, I can't put on the power.
But you can't call CNN and ask them to give you the topic before you contribute. You listen for a short while. Go to that website, listen for a short while, and then you call us.
I've been listening. Call on
that. Hello? No, say it again. Listen again, man. Say, I'm a call on button.
I'm calling as a call. I'm going to put on my radio. I'm going to
Go to radiobiafra.co, you then come back to us because we are live to the whole world at this very minute. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, this is Andy Obunneme Abasele. I'm calling from Germany.
You're calling from Germany. Are you receiving Radio Biafra live?
Yeah, I just listened to Radio Biafra, so I now decided to call.
Yes, I want to know, you listening to Radio Biafra before? Were you listening before you called?
Of course, I listened, and I got the message.
Okay.
Then I put it off, then I called back. Then
good man.
Now I could.
So you can make your point, please. Go ahead, the world is listening. Go ahead and make your point. Go ahead, please.
No, I just want to thank the organizers and everybody because I'm very happy to hear about this Radio Biafra. You know, I've been going through the news and the information about our people in Nigeria. And so I just want to thank you, the organizers and everything I've been following, and also here in Germany, I'm a student anyway, I'm studying.
You're a student in Germany, yes? Which part of Germany are you in?
In the western part of Germany, in Duisburg.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling. Let's take this call, and then we'll go around the table to speak to people here. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name. And can you confirm that you're listening to us live, please?
Yeah.
Yes, are you listening to Radio Biafra live where you are?
Yes.
Wonderful. Please go ahead and give us your name. Start by giving us your full name and where you are, please.
Eze from Dallas, Texas.
Eze from Dallas, Texas. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just trying to... Well, what the guy that called from Germany, from London. Hello? Yeah, I think from the guy that called from London that was confused about him, want to hear his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm just trying to give you a little contribution on what is going on. The guy is hearing an echo because of his radio is on.
Yes.
So the echo is something that is confusing him.
Yes.
So he want to hear his voice at the same time. No, this is something that goes through the airwaves.
Exactly.
So he needs to turn his radio down to talk to Radio Biafra.
Exactly.
Then after everything, he can go back and replay the recorded message that will be posted online.
Yes.
Then he can hear his voice.
Exactly. You're right. Yes. That's how it's done.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is Eze from Dallas clarifying it for us. You know this echo that our brother was hearing calling from London. He said his mom told him about. That was how they sold us at Arutubu. They used echo to sell to confuse people and sell them. It's echo. They put you in a tunnel in Arutubu. Somebody will speak here. They'll say it is the gods talking, and then you'll be over there. They'll say you are condemned and you'll be sold. And that's how they sold people, using echo to confuse people. That's what's happening here, but we are now in the modern era. We don't want that to happen. We're not going to sell anybody with echo. We want you to please turn your system down when you call Radio Biafra so you can hear us. If you want to hear your voice, you go back and download the episode, and then you'll be able to hear yourself We're not going to take calls anymore. We want to go around the table to gain views, opinions, and perspectives on what we have heard today from all over the world. And our obligations as people in civilized societies to help those who are less fortunate back home. Please, Barrister, let's start with you.
Yeah, you know, when we discuss anything that has to do with Ndibo and Biafra,
yes,
people think that it has to do with fighting a war. So I always go back to that, so that people will know where this current movement is coming from.
Yes,
the current Biafra movement has legal basis.
It does, yes.
It is protected by the United Nations, right of ethnic self-determination.
That is correct.
And people might ask, okay, Ndibo also, Biafra included some other people that are not Igbos. So what's going to happen to them? And usually my response is, look, we are the same to a large extent when people have to decide by themselves. You can join, one family can join another family to be a bigger family. Ndi nasu Igbo nwike, ndi nasu Efik, I say okay, na ye solo ndi Igbo. Kale ma ye solo ndi Ugwu to remain in Nigeria. We will join ndi Igbo. Then it will enlarge the community. You have a United Kingdom today is made up of Scotland, Wales, England.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even speak the same language per se. You know, the Scottish English is not exactly the same as the English English. You know,
even in Liverpool, even in London, yeah. You know, in London, there's a place they call the east part of London, it's called the Cockney people, from Whitechapel, heading all the way into Essex. Believe you me, if they speak English, you can't hear one word, you can't hear a comment.
So it's just like an apartment. But it's the same Igbo.
It's the same.
So it's just different dialects.
Yes.
You know. So people might say that Efik is a dialect of Igbo.
That is correct. But it is. Yes.
Yeah. And the Bibio and all of them. So there is that. It might not be very homogeneous, but the consanguinity is so much that it could be taken as the same. Mm-hmm. You know. So, but what we are looking for is the agreement of minds, which doesn't exist today in Nigeria as it is today. There is no agreement of minds. Some people believe that they will be in charge just because the Englishman, when he came, saw that they were organized. So now you are no longer organized. You are not in the forefront of anything. You are the least educated. You are the least developed,
yes.
Even though you've been in power for the greater part of our independence, but there is nothing in your own region to show for the number of years and the resources you have spent on power. So the point I want to make is that this is not a violent movement. This is not a war movement.
Yes.
This is the United Nations provided...
Yes.
Procedure for ethnic self-determination.
That is correct.
So, then another point I would like to make, it has to do with our homeland.
Mm-hmm.
So, when it comes to develop your own place, people don't preach it to us because we are at the high. We are the pastors.
Yes.
On that angle,
self-help.
You know.
Yes.
When it comes to that angle, where that is Akuluona, didn't we non easy Akuluona?
Yes.
Yeah. My dad was the chairman of the town council.
Yes.
During the war,
mm-hmm.
You know, when the war started, by 1966 there was the Onitsha Southern County Council. He was the chairman. The Igwe of Nnewi was the current Igwe was just like 2 years on the. Like 3 years on the throne. He became the Igwe in 1963.
Okay.
You know, so by 66 there was all this crisis. So you have a young traditional ruler, you have a young county chairman, and you have a young governor who was also from Nnewi.
Mm.
So when the war started eventually in 1967, And you have all these Newehebu, Okonkwokano, all these Newehebu coming back home, and they needed space for to build a market, to start life afresh.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed, the only place that they could set up a market was the older Nkwo market. So they said they have to clear it to set up a market. And you know that markets are under the county. So my father had to sign.
To give permission to it.
And they had to give Yigwe the machete to cut that portion of the market that belonged to the Edo, to the deity. And people thought, they thought they would die. My dad is still alive. Yigwe is still alive. He's the oldest monarch in Nigeria today.
Yeah,
he's the oldest reigning monarch after the before the Emir of Kano.
Yes.
Enthroned, both of them were enthroned the same year,
mm-hmm.
but Yigwe Nnewi was earlier in time.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the two oldest reigning monarchs. They are still alive, and they defied tradition by cutting the bush that belonged to Edo, so that Nnewi people will have a bigger market. That market is still there, the biggest spare parts market in Africa.
Yes.
And then you now have the offshoot of the market, which is from trading, you start manufacturing the parts, and you start building the complete
vehicles.
All these things are there today. Mm-hmm. So people should look at those things. We are not trying to boast over it. We are saying it is possible.
Yes.
This thing was started at wartime. Can't we do better at peacetime?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did Obunigwe at wartime. Can't we do better at peacetime? We refined fuel at wartime. Can't we do better at peacetime? So, and you look at the entire environment, and then you see that the environment is not conducive for it because you are not in charge. Somebody else in Abuja is in charge of your security at the Nnewi.
Yes.
Somebody else at Abuja is in charge of your education, just like in charge of your curriculum. Why shouldn't they teach the kids about the war? If it was a blameless war, it was a war, a real war of unity,
that's correct.
Like they do in the United States.
Yes.
Every kid here knows about the American Civil War.
That is correct.
And the American War of Independence.
Yes.
You grow up, before you finish elementary school, you know all these things.
Yes.
But in Nigeria, all these things are suppressed.
Denied, yes.
You know, so what we are trying to do is to educate our people so that they will make informed choice.
That is correct. Thank you very much. And please, from Madam, very, very briefly, please, by way of, you've sat with us here, so we need to hear, you've been listening to people calling your residence, and what do you make of it? Of course, we have your blessing, we know that, but what do you make of what you've heard so far?
Well, in my own opinion, I think that I'm in for anything that would bring about progress. Like, I didn't really get it very well before, but I'm actually I know better now.
Yes.
After listening to you and all the speakers.
Yeah.
So, excuse me. I lost my voice.
That's okay.
Well, anything, you know, I want the youth, I want our youths to, you know, climb to the highest height.
Yes.
I don't want anything to hinder them.
Yeah.
I want anything that will get them to the height without any kind of restraint.
Yes.
Like, I don't want, like, scars, you know, to limit them from getting to where they want to get to. And I don't want them to be compared to people that are dunce, people that don't know nothing.
Yes.
I want them to get to where they have to. Anything that will not stop us is what I want.
Exactly.
I want this guy to be the limit of our youth.
Yes.
So if having our own, you know, state or whatever is going to make it happen, then that's what I'm in for. I want us to grow and, you know,
aspire and achieve, you know, and accomplish everything.
Yes, I want us to get whatever that we can get. I don't want us to be impeded by anything. So that's the opinion. That's what I think that I learned and I want to say about the whole thing.
Thank you very much.
I want to be our limit.
Thank you very much. Echoing what your husband was saying, that you cannot be manufacturing a woolen we're doing cash-starved wartime, and then in peacetime you can't do it.
we refined, it's quite ironic, we were refining petrol during the war. Nigeria at peacetime cannot refine petrol. It just, sometimes you wonder. Please, my dear sister, please go ahead. What would you like to say before we come to our... she's a youth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, she's a youth, isn't it? Wonderful. Please, my dear sister, go ahead and once again, recap by giving us your name and tell us what you have learned from what we presented today, please.
My name is Uche Benugo.
Yes.
This discussion actually brought me to good awareness of everything concerning Biafra. Because before it's like, well, I wasn't big during Biafra war, so, but I read a lot about Biafra and everything. But mine now is like kind of question I want actually to ask. How are we, because from everything we discuss, to me,
yes,
it seems most of us being Biafra, that we are present at that point of the war, we are kind of, we don't want to face what we faced before.
Yes.
By this thing, we are, this awareness and the move of Biafra at this point.
Yes.
Then we are kind of, the Egyptians they see yesterday, they don't want to see no more.
Yes.
And that being the case, this our youth we are talking about, if I, the father, does not, you know, I mean, it's a kind of strengthening my child or pushing my child or teaching my child in the right way about Biafra. How do, yes, you think my child will ever want to, if I'm scared,
mm-hmm,
about coming out as,
yes,
a Biafra man,
yes, yeah,
and to stand, I don't, yeah, want anything with Biafra. Oh, I don't want anything with Biafra.
Yes.
You've not seen Biafra. You've not seen Biafra. We don't want to get into. How do we think that our youths can, especially those born, because now we are talking about those born in US, not even those born
over
in
there,
Nigeria.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of state.
I can imagine what you're saying, yes.
I mean, I'm just here thinking about all this, trying to put one and two together. Mm-hmm. So it's how to try and still get this our people,
mm-hmm,
to work with us. It's, mm-hmm, very, very necessary.
I don't know what you said is correct. I don't know it's if it has to do with the whole Kwashiorkor experience that
earlier
people were so hungry.
Our women can do some work.
It's women,
actually,
yeah.
I believe women can do some work, but, mm-hmm, we really need to. I don't know how we can do it. Get our men, mm-hmm, work in terms of Biafra. Everybody has to speak in the same language.
Yes, I agree. I think I have a recording of
probably
the speech
clearing the issue, because I think they are getting it that if we start this thing again, it might result into another bigger war or something like that, which they don't want to see, or whatever, whatever.
I can understand where they're coming from anyway.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Because we have our youths.
Mm-hmm.
We have our beautiful youth. The Igbos, mm-hmm, we have them both here and back home.
Yeah.
But it depends on our fathers. Our forefathers, our fathers that have seen this thing happen,
mm-hmm,
is whatever they tell us that, mm-hmm, we follow.
Okay, if that is the case, then I'll give I think we'll try and make some. Yeah, yeah.
You now.
We have some. Maybe if you listen to Dozie Ikedife, you believe, yes? We'll
not
play
about myself now. I'm telling you this is
about other people.
It is.
Yes.
At least I know how many people I've spoken to concerning this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know their answers. I'm telling you exactly what it is.
Tell them we're not going to fight any war.
I can read what is in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
They think, oh, if you say Biafra, they want to be Igbos. I told my husband about this. I said, people want to be Igbos, but they don't want to think about Biafra.
Yes.
It's like you people are the opposing side.
Mm-hmm.
Just like.
So we are like an
anti-Nigeria.
Thank you, Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way. Because we are not one.
And we've never
we
been.
We are Biafra, and we are still.
We have never been and we can never be. See, that is the mistake that a lot of people make. Is that our elders, Ikenganewe is from your hometown, is that correct?
Yeah, from my
Dozie Ikedife. Did you hear him speak on Radio Biafra, addressing the world and telling us what to do about Biafra? He is the deputy chairman of the Council of Elders of the Nigerian Supreme Court. You see, ignorance is a very big disease. As my friend will say, rather than ignorance, you give me HIV. At least I can cure it. I can know how to tackle it. I can go to hospital. But ignorance has no clinic, has no hospital. It's a very bad thing. Ignorance. You see,
these are people of intellectuals.
Yes. We never knew that. You see, the 1999 Nigerian Constitution, inside that constitution, you have the right to have Biafra. 1999 Nigerian Constitution allows you to have Biafra. It was the same set of rules that they used to get the Sharia in the north. Sharia was established in the north. We have also the leverage to introduce what is called customary governance. And we have been to court to say to them, the customary governance we want to have is called the Biafra under the Council of Elders. That's why we're in court with them. That's why they can't touch us, they can't arrest us. They know we understand the law and the way the law works. Our people are caked in ignorance. And it's fear also. I can understand.
It's fear.
It's an unfounded fear. But here in this country, a white man, not a black man, a white man took the wife and the children and they broke into United States Armory. Is that correct? To go and take guns, to go and fight to liberate blacks, to free blacks from being slaves in this country. White people fought white people so that righteousness may prevail, that black people may be free in the U.S. There is something called honor. Money cannot buy it. I did not say good name. I said honor and integrity. When somebody, I keep saying this to people all the time, I use it as a very crude, very awful example. If you're staying in your house, your mama somebody comes into the house and trying to rape your wife and your mother in front of you, you as a man, you are better off dead than seeing somebody rape your wife and your mother. That is called honor. But if you're afraid, what I'm going to do with my life, that means you're a coward and you're not even worthy to be called a human being. We have turned into cowards. And we cannot be that for long.
That's true.
Because this is Radio Biafra. We are not afraid of any human being, only God himself in heaven. We cannot be afraid. Because Biafra existed before England was formed. England was formed. Before William the Conqueror left Normandy in France to come and fight the battle at Hastings and defeat the Celtic kings and formed England, Biafra was existing for over 5,000 years. We cannot come and sweep it away because an idiot came from Scotland by the name Frederick Lugard and said, you, your name is now Biafra. It doesn't, you know, people don't understand why white people call black people monkeys. They don't understand it. I said to somebody, can I go to Europe and say, take part of Germany, take part of France, and take part of, I say now, today, your name is now Abakaliki. What do you think they will do to me? What do you think they will do to me? But you're asking me to accept something that somebody came from. I don't know who this man is. I don't know where he comes from. He just came one day and said, from today now, your name is Nigeria. Everybody said, yeah, we agree. That is the mentality of people who are insane. Please, my dear sister, what do you have to say?
Well, like he earlier said, I think the two main problems are ignorance and fear. You see, you don't even have to be away, or you don't have to be away, yes, not to know. Even those back home in Nigeria, they don't even know Biafra. They don't even know much about it. So it's not because you're born here, like you said. That's not the reason why they don't have knowledge of it. You choose to know. Like, for example, this is a very good medium, this Radio Biafra is a very good medium to spread information out to those who don't know and want to know, or those who know but for some reason, either fear. It's a very good way to impart knowledge in everyone. Like, and the good part is right now, in modern days, there are so many ways to give information out, so many ways. So I actually believe this way should be used effectively. And I'm sure there'll be more response, positive responses, if this is done.
Yes, thank you very much for that. And we thank all our listeners for listening to us today. And we'll try and see if we're able to bring you another rendition in the next 3 hours. We'll try and see. It's gone past, it's about 16 minutes past 9 p.m. in London and also in Biafra land. What time is it here? Because I've lost my bearing. It's 1:17 here in the afternoon. It's unbelievable. 1:17 in the afternoon. And this is Radio Biafra. We shall endeavor to come back to you again around about 12 midnight London time, which will be what time here? What time will be?
It's 4 p.m.
About 4 p.m. here. We shall endeavor to do that. Thank you very much for listening to us wherever you are. And we hope you rejoin us then. We are here in San Francisco. Very, very shortly, we hope by the grace of God, we'll be going to a place called Los Angeles. We are hoping and praying to be there.
and to keep broadcasting on Radio Biafra until Biafra comes, because we are not relenting. It's either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no alternative. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Ewo sondo emeganyi peana